Have you ever heard any particular names for, since there are not a lot of colored people around here, you might not have, but colored people who had exceptionally light colored skin?
Mulatto? Yeah.
That's kind of a mixture?
Yeah, half breed, so to say. Yeah. Not around here much, but I do know, in San Antonio, there were more Negroes, and there were a certain element of that type.
What about, sometimes...
And, of course, some of them call them kinky heads.
Kinky heads.
You know, it seemed like I might be wrong. I might be right. I know, as far as hair, there's two types of Negroes. You know, one has that real fine, kinky type.
Tight curl.
Mm-hmm. They call them the kinky heads.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people tell me about different names they have that they've heard. City people call country people. You know, when the country people come to town, they say they kind of stand out, look a little bit different, act a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard any particular names that town folks have used in describing country people, maybe in kind of a joking way?
Yes. Now, what is that? What was that common term? Country dude, some of them called him. But that isn't the one that I was trying to think of. And another word, which was a little bit lower, because country dude didn't mean that he was elegant, you know. And just some kid from country, you know, thinking he was somebody.
Have you ever heard people around here use the word Hoosier to mean a country person?
Hoosier, yeah. Not too much, but it's been used.
What about a hayseed?
Well, I've heard that, but I don't know that I've ever heard it referred to as humans.
What about the, seems in cities, among a lot of the younger people I talk to, the word, I'm running across the word redneck. Do you run into that very much?
No.
Just to mean just old country person who hasn't had very good raising, that kind of thing?
No. I might have heard it, but not to any amount.
Well, what about, I'll ask you this and we can go in. Any particular names for white people who just don't like to work very much, kind of lazy, kind of sorry, not good for much of anything?
Yeah. If I could just think of it now. Of course, we have the term slouch, you know. That kind of covers it. But there was a word that was more specifically used, and I can't think of it right now.
You ever hear people use the term trash?
Trash? Way? Oh, yeah.
White trash?
Oh, yeah, that white trash. Yeah. Black trash.
Black trash too. I see. Okay. We can go in
there
if you want to.
Yeah. I was teaching school. Later on in the office, I had to get back by 1 o'clock, all the time. So I never got interested in the World Series because of it. I never had time to listen to them.
I see. We were talking about your parents' education. You said your father was about, probably got to the fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
Your mother had more than that.
I don't know how far she got. I don't remember her ever saying, but she got a little bit further than that. Now, Papa was one that was, of course, he did a lot of reading, both German and English. He had the German paper, Freie Presse.
Mm-hmm.